It's great to be here. When Trey Patterson called me some time back and asked me if I'd like to talk, I said, well, maybe. What do you want me to talk about? And he said, your two best and your two worst decisions that you've made since you've been in business. I said, okay, how much time do we have? And he said, 15 minutes. And since we're 20 minutes behind schedule, I will put the mic down and sit down right now. No charts, no graphs, no PowerPoint, no slides, no movies. Maybe just a little bit of cowboy logic. And we got a new perspective on cowboy logic lately, too. Some of you have probably been watching the NFR on the TV. And here comes this deal across the TV screen. Says, cowboy logic. And then next it says, ride bulls. And then next it says, meet nurses. Now, I have always wondered why anyone would ride a bull, and now I understand. There are actually some people out there who think the best way to meet a nurse is to ride a bull, so that explains that. But we have to keep things in perspective, and the best and worst management decisions on one ranch certainly are not necessarily the best and worst in another. One of our worst decisions we made was way back in the early 1970s, when we decided to form a family corporation and partner up with some family members and get into a family business. To say the least, even though we all grew up in the same household with the same set of parents, the same grandparents, the same environment, and went to the same school, our values and our priorities were not close enough to the same to where we could work together and run an operation. Not that one party is right, or the other party is wrong, or two parties are right and one party is wrong, or however. It's just the fact that things are seen differently by different people. And one of the biggest bad decisions we made was we put up with this for over 20 years before we finally decided to split the ranch. And that wasn't any fun either. But I think it was a lot better to split the ranch than it was to continue to put up with what we were putting up with while we were all in business together. You know, we all have our things we have to go through. We all know there's going to be upsides and downsides to whatever we do. We all know we're going to do some things right, and we know we're going to do some things wrong and make some mistakes. And I guess for me personally, and I think for maybe the rest of the partners in the corporation too, one of the most difficult things to accept is when you're paying for what somebody else decided to do wrong. That really is kind of hard to swallow. I can swallow my own mistakes, but I really hate it when I have to swallow your mistakes and pay for them. So that's one of our worst decisions, was doing that. And another one of our worst decisions was back when we decided to go into a three-way terminal cross rather than straight bred calves. And going to a three-way terminal cross was not a bad decision. It's how we decided to try to implement it that ended up being a bad decision. We tried to keep all of our own replacements. We put Hereford bulls on Hereford cows. We put black bulls on Hereford cows. And tried to keep all of our Hereford and all of our black baldy replacements out of our own herd. And then we bred the black baldies to Charolais bulls and sold terminal cross calves. We tried this for a number of years until our cow herd went so far downhill so fast you couldn't believe it. And then we finally decided, you know, there's a lot of good black and baldy cows out there all the time, available for sale at any time. Why don't we just buy replacements? So we went that route. It was an expensive lesson to learn to try to keep our own replacements for so many years before we finally bailed in and started buying replacements. Those were two of the worst. Then for two of the best. One of the best decisions we obviously made then was to split the ranch, split the family corporation, divide the assets. And it was pretty painful, but it wasn't nearly as painful as staying with it. In fact, we all get along a heck of a lot better now as neighbors and brothers and sisters and parents and so forth than we did while we were in business together. My wife suggested to me perhaps one of my worst decisions was to come back home to the ranch to start with, because when I look around at the people of our age who went to school and came back home and decided not to come back home, ended up working for the NRCS or the Forest Service or one agency or another, those folks are all retired now. They have their pensions, and a lot of them have side jobs, and here we are 60 years old trying to figure out what we're going to do when we grow up. And you know, that's kind of where we are right now. It's been mentioned several times through the course of this symposium, the severity of the drought. And that led to one of our other better decisions. We started getting dry up there in northwestern South Dakota, real dry, in the middle of the summer of 2001. No, in the middle of summer 2000. We had absolutely no hay in 2001 or 2002. In the fall of 1999, about 35% to 40% of the ranch burned, so we were already lightly stocked, trying to recover from a fire. Then along comes 2002, and it continues to get hot and dry. And by probably early to mid-July, my wife and I were visiting, and we kind of decided the handwriting was on the wall. Drinking water for the livestock was not an issue. We are extremely fortunate. We do have well water in every pasture on the ranch for the cattle. But we had absolutely no green up that year. So the only grass that was left was what grass was left over from the year before, and that year was not a very good year for grass. We had no hay, and things were sliding down and heating up temperature-wise drastically. So we decided to wean the calves early and go to town with them. Instead of selling 600-pound calves in October, we sold 450-pound calves in August. And then a month later, we called the neighbors. We saddled our horses and we trailed the cows to town. And we haven't had any cows on the place since, except for a few that we took in for summer grass this summer. And Steve Miller from the Rapid City Journal was doing an article on the drought, and he caught me at the sale barn one day. I work at the sale barn on sale days. He said, "I'd like to interview you about your operation and what you did and where you're going from here." So I said, "Okay, we can do that." We sat down, we chewed the fat for probably 45 minutes or an hour. He was sitting there taking notes, and he said, "Well, what are you going to do this winter, Dave?" I said, "Well, I guess I'm going to winter two saddle horses and my wife." And he wrote that in the Rapid City Journal. The next Monday when I showed up at the sale barn, somebody said to Gary Vance, the sale barn owner, "Who the hell is that guy that said he's going to winter two saddle horses and his wife?" Vance said, "There he is right there." The guy said, "Are you still married?" "Yes, I am. In fact, my wife decided to come over today." She doesn't always do that. I was giving a talk somewhere a number of years ago and asked her if she was coming to hear what I had to say, and she said, "No, I'm scared to, because I never know what you're going to say." I said, "If you think that scares you, how do you think it scares me? I don't know what I'm going to say either." But that's where we are. We're back again to wintering two saddle horses and a wife. We did buy some yearlings last spring. We had a little green up. We had some grass that lasted a little while. So we ran some yearlings for about 3.5 months. Took in some cow-calf pairs. Didn't quite meet all of the expenses. But, you know, the decisions that we made, it seems to me, that were the right decisions were actually the toughest ones to implement. And sometimes the decisions that we make that are the wrong decisions are the easiest ones to implement. So take that for what it's worth, too. Like I said, when we started, my best decisions are not necessarily yours, and my worst decisions might be your best decisions. Everything has to be taken into context. But the cows are gone, and we'll see what happens next year. When we decided to sell the cows, you know, the option was to hang on to them, buy feed or winter them somewhere else, and then hope that it rained until spring, in the spring. But if it didn't rain in spring, our options would be extremely limited. So we felt that by selling the cows, whenever it rains, our options are going to be wide open. With that, I think I'm going to sit down and turn the mic back over to the next person, and maybe we'll have time for some questions and answers a little later. Thank you very much.